was time recently for me to go to the pharmacy, where I could have gone to the doctor, I suppose, and get my grown-up shots. Sort of like the dog. I took the dog to get his annual or three-year physical in checkup shot scenario vaccination, and then now I've experienced the shot deal,
too.
You
had to go get your rabies shot.
Yeah.
And your...
distemper, my regular, you know, no, whatever.
Kennel cough.
Kennel cough, yeah. Stuff, you don't want, like, the cats, I think, get Khaleesi. It's a serious issue. Have you had your shots? Do you get adult shots?
Well, I mean, are you what kind of adult? Are you talking about like flu shots? Or are you talking about like? I mean, are you getting inoculations? Or are you traveling across?
You seem very jumpy and unnerved about this. No, I will be.
Well, no, I don't have like my shots to go overseas.
Well,
I did go. I traveled to Israel once about 5 years ago.
They require shots to go to Israel?
They did not require shots for Israel because Israel. You know, pretty cool that way. But if I were to go to other places, and they do have like travel alerts and stuff like that, but if you were like to go to, you know, I don't know, Morocco or something, you might need to have different shots.
I've always wanted to get to Kashmir.
Was that the kind of shots you're talking about?
It would be a much better story to tell you the truth now that you framed it that way. If I had actually been saying, yes, I was about to take this international journey and I was going to have like an experience of a lifetime and with all kinds of freaks all over planet Earth and I had to get my shots to make sure I was...
Wow, sounds like you're going to need shots when
sanitized,
you
martinized, or whatever the hell you got to do to get where you got to go to come home so you don't get the creeping death. No, it was just simply the flu shot.
Old people shots.
Yeah, I guess. Is that where I'm at now? I'm getting old people shots when you got to get the flu shot? But they say everyone should have the flu shot.
Yeah,
right?
No, I get that.
But mostly
that,
kids,
yeah.
The elderly and the infirmed. I'm not infirmed. I'm not yet elderly, but I'm in a window of time where I need to get the damn shot.
I get the flu shot just because I can't afford to get the flu.
Right.
But even then, it's like last year's flu.
Well,
so what the hell is that?
No, it's last year's flu, as I understand it, and they think they do some research. They put their finger to the wind and they go, "This is the flu we hope and think is out there most to protect these people."
You're making me sound very confident about getting my flu shot this year.
Well, I'm not trying to have the CDC up our backside on this. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to play one on a Chubby and Stick show.
The suppositories instead of the shots. Okay.
No, I mean, you know, but. Here's the thing. I got the flu a couple years ago. I thought I had had the flu because I always equated flu with a little bit of stomach stuff, and that's not what the flu is. The flu is literally like somebody beat you with a car.
It's influenza, yeah. It wiped out like 10% of the population.
This is uplifting.
20s.
This is why people decided to dial us up and check tap, click, and download and like the Chubby and Stick Show because we're going to talk about like mass quantities of dead people. I got the flu shot because I've had the flu and I didn't want it again. And while I'm there, the woman behind the counter, because I go to the pharmacy, not the doctor, because that's where the sick people are, is the doctor in the hospital. I try to avoid it.
Well, if you need to go to the doctor, please go to the doctor. Don't be like, I'm not going in there because there's sick people. Nope.
Well, no.
Better to stay out here.
I'm not sick trying to not go because I'm not sick. I felt fine.
I'll just drink some Purell.
No, don't say that you don't drink the Purell. That's a bad idea. You should not.
Eat the Tide Pod instead.
No, don't do that. Stop saying these things that then people are going to blame you or worse, me, for their stupidity. You got to be smarter and dumb, you know, than a box of rocks. Or a tank of piss, this is now the second time in my life I used that term.
You are just into tanks of piss right now.
It all goes back to the putt-putt and a guy I worked with there, and he used that term, and I thought it was great, and it fell out of my head an episode or two ago. I don't know. And to check out another, maybe it's 37, maybe it's 38, could be 25. Listen to all the other Chubby and Stick podcasts. You'll be better. You'll feel better. And you'll feel better after a shot. But the woman behind the counter, this is what she says.
Shots! Shot.
Yeah, she goes, she wants your insurance card because they always want to make sure you're getting paid. And then she goes, you know, it's time for the shingles shot if you want it. And
the shingles shot?
Yeah, shingles shot. I've had
it. Was it
a
single shingles shot or just a single shingles shot?
It's a single shingles shot, but actually you get two shingles shots. It's a shingles shot that there's two shots for the shingles. And I've had the first one, and I don't know now if I want the second one.
Wait, what do they do? Where do they give it to you?
They give it to you in the arm. So I got, and here's the thing. It reminds me of those cartoons. Remember the Bugs Bunny or whatever? They'd be like, oh, my God, my hand hurts. And then he hit him in the head with a hammer or something. And he goes, oh, my hand feels fine.
And it gets all red and expanded and boom.
Yes. So she's like, okay, what shoulder do you want which? I'm like, I don't think it matters, does it?
Which shoulder did you take for the single shot?
Right. She goes, the single shot goes, it's a single, and there's left side, and what's the other side? She goes, it's going to hurt a little bit. I'm like, what's that mean? I don't like shots.
You know, it's bad when they tell you it's going to hurt.
Yeah, and she's this little
teeny... they're like, it's not going to hurt at all. Bah!
And she's this little teeny Asian lady. She's drop-dead gorgeous. Not that that matters, but this is my head and frame of mind at the time. I'm like, just whatever she says, I'm pretty much like, okay. Because that's how I am. And now I'm in a various states of undress, so I'm like, I want to make sure I'm halfway presentable. They put you behind a screen.
Wait. Hold on a second. Yes. They don't make you disrobe at all. You don't always for just a
well,
flu
I was
shot
not prepared.
You'd be like, well, when in Rome, you walk in there and you're like naked and like, it's just a flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, no, she wasn't like checking me to tell me to cough and turn left or whatever, turn my head to the left and cough to see if the boys had dropped or something. No, it wasn't quite to that extent. That would be a different, but I would have if she had asked. But the point, this is not what this is about.
She's like, you're the 10th guy who's showed up naked for this flu shot.
I had a sweatshirt on, and I wasn't thinking. I was multi-layering it because it's, fall season and whatnot. And I couldn't get my shoulder uncovered enough to get the shot. So I had to take clothes off, layers off.
Oh, my God.
And then this it was, your, so there I am.
This, does this work on dates for you? I'm just trying
well,
to get comfortable
I wasn't trying to like, go
I
on
need
a
to
date.
Get naked.
I'm trying to get my shots, man. This is what I'm doing. Because this is where I'm at. I mean, this has been my life. Got to get the new license where they want everything but a cavity check because you can't fly without the new driver's license. If you don't have
did you take off your clothes for that too? Because you're not supposed
to. No, I'm not doing that at the BMV. That'll get you locked up for sure. But apparently, if you're getting your license checked, we've talked about this. Really, if you can't see everything on there, they'll give you 3-4 times before they tell you no, which is very unnerving as you're sitting there and the old guy shuffles
up.
And he goes, are you sure you're really looking at the right line? I'm like, he shouldn't be behind the wheel. But I digress. So no nakedness at the BMV.
So you're completely naked waiting for the Asian woman to give you the single
shot. The pharmacy. But if she'd asked, because I'm that kind of guy, I do what I'm told. Sometimes. That's not what this is about. We've had too many of these episodes about this. I don't like the way this frames me at all. I'm telling you, it seems I'm not lecherous. I'm not a prop. I'm wholesome, and that sounds worse. Anyway, so I'm there, so I get the flu shot in my right arm, and then she's like, okay, here comes the shingle shot, and you'll have to get another one of these, we'll let you know, we'll call you. And I'm like, okay, cool. She goes, I've got your number, I'll call you. And she kind of smiles, and I'm like, cool. Then she sticks me with the needle in the arm, and it was a big needle, and it kind of hurt like hell, dude. And then...
It just injects you with, like, an ounce of broken glass.
I'd hate to think of like that. That was probably much worse. So I could never have like a real drug problem, thankfully, because I don't like injections. I'm not a fan. And anyway, so
I've heard you get over it.
Yeah,
it's generally, if the heroin kicks in.
This is how much I've seen of it. I saw the Billie Holiday story. I've seen too many rock stars that have ended up dead. And I've seen train spotting, and any time somehow someone's level of comfort and soothing conversation, which also came up in a past Chubby and Stick thing. See the other callbacks to all these shows?
Yeah. It's all connected.
When the idea of floating into the worst possible side of the freeway, off the road, middle of nowhere, hasn't been cleaned since 1956, toilet seems like a place of solace, comfort, and joy. I take a pass every single time.
Wise.
I'm just saying. I'm a slow learner, but that one I got quick.
So have you gotten the second single shingle shot?
No, I'm not. I had the single shingle shot. Now, just the one. I'm waiting for the callback for the second one. Hopefully she's there. But what I'm trying to tell you is, son of a bitch, my arm still hurts. It's been like 4 or 5 days. It swelled up about half the size of a golf ball. And every time...
Did they inject you with actual shingles?
I don't know what they give you. I should have read all the paperwork. I just signed the waiver, and then she stuck me. And
you are part of a government experiment now. That's all there is.
Well, then I should have been paid.
You are going to be growing something out of your arm.
Another arm out of my arm?
It's going to be a mutant. Yeah, it's going to be like a mutant. It's going to be your own friend.
Can I have conversations? I was an only child, I mean, I get to talk to you and I talk to other people on the radio. The rest of the time, it's me, the dog, and walking in the neighborhood and trying to not leave the house any more than I have to.
And the turtle.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't talk. It's a one-way conversation. Fred says
nothing.
The dog
talks? Okay, Berkowitz, what's going on here in your life?
He barks a lot. I haven't deciphered the barking as yet. And you've got a yappy dog of your own, actually. So
she's bored. She just like runs. She only barks when she wants in.
She's barked when I've been around.
Well, she probably wanted in.
If she wanted out, then she wanted in. That's true. And you're like, hey, can you handle that? I'm like, yeah, I can slide the glass door open. So okay. Anyway, she asked which arm, and here's the sad part. It was on the side that I sleep on about three quarters of the time, and then I had to sleep on the wrong side, so I didn't sleep well. I felt uncomfortable. I've had the flu shot, the shingle shot. Mm-hmm. And then I roll over on the arm that's got the shingles misery shot pain. I said, so how, but what do you mean it's going to hurt? What's that mean? Is it like a slight discomfort? Going to have a little itching? Going to have a little...
Don't they have a number 1 through 10?
Yeah, but...
This is going to be an 8.
Here's what she did. She's taken all the sharps and the biological hazard stuff to put it away in that little box that gets recycled or whatever the hell it does. Probably be sent on a barge someplace to a third world country. I don't know. And she just laughs. She laughed at me. And I said, what? That's not funny. You're walking away laughing on a whole lot of levels. It's wrong. And she just chuckles and goes, it'll hurt.
Was this a real pharmacy?
It's a real.
Do they actually give shingle shots? Because it sounds to me like what you're describing doesn't exist. And it's like some experiment that they're like doing on people saying, let's see how much pain we can inflict on somebody. We're going to warn them it's going to hurt like hell.
Yes.
But we're going to send a cute little Asian nurse in there to do
yes.
it. And we're going to see how much pain we can inflict on a human being. Then we're going to call him a week later and do it again and see if he comes back. And then you're going to, like, 5 years from now, be reading this study about fake shingle shots. And you'll be like, God damn it. I'm that guy.
I hope that it ends up not being like a Tuskegee Airmen kind of scenario. That would suck ass. Not a good deal. But I didn't. I had no co-payment. I didn't pay for anything. I just signed some. Yeah. Now that I think about it, I signed stuff. I answered a questionnaire. Everything. The woman God. Laughed at me and walked away. Said they'd call me, and now maybe she infected me with something.
The military is going to show up and give you an anal probe in the next week. That's all there is to
you
it.
You always go to the conversation about
You're
the
like,
damn
you
anal
shut
probe.
Your mouth.
It's like sign. It's like a South Park scenario. Oh my God. So you don't want shingles. I've had shingles. Maybe that's a good
point. Have you?
I've had the shingles. I got it in about 1997 and it was embarrassing.
Wait, I thought it was discomfort. Was it embarrassing?
Well, here's the problem. So I wake up with a girl that I was spending time with at the time. She was a girlfriend, I guess you'd call her my girlfriend. She's staying over at the house of Sterling. And I wake up, and it's the worst miserable pain I've ever had. It felt like she was trying to debone my shoulder, or she was stabbing me to death. I didn't know which, but I didn't like it. And I wake up, and
Was she, in fact, stabbing you?
No, she was asleep, just wondering why I'm getting up. She was asleep on top of my arm. And then I get up and I'm like, this, it feels like hell, to the point where I actually immediately was like, as soon as I could call the doctor in the morning, I called the doctor. And I go to the doctor and she's like, you got a rotator cuff problem, but it irritated the nerve. And sometimes this happens. It looks like you've got shingles. And I'm like, what the hell is shingles? I had no idea what shingles was.
Did you give it to this girl?
No, it's not.
Did she talk to you anymore?
No, you can't. But
she's like,
you can't
bastard.
Share the shingles. There's no sharing shingles, but it is a virus.
No, I thought that it's contagious because like my grandmother once had it.
You could give it to somebody. She never said I gave her the shingles.
Well, that's what I'm saying is my grandmother had it and like we weren't allowed to be in there or like my uncle had it or something, but he couldn't. It was like at Christmas. But they weren't allowed to be in the same room because there was an infectious disease issue.
I don't know.
Your dirty girlfriend.
I blacked that out, but that explains a lot. I could blame her for a lot of things. I didn't realize I could blame her for that, too. Or she probably blames me. But here's the best part.
Or you gave it to her. Maybe you had it, and then she's like, oh, God, what is this? Doesn't it like cause you to flake off and everything like that?
I just had these little sores in a line that followed the nerve. So I had to get the rehab for the shoulder. Then I'm taking stuff. They give you like an antiviral, which the antiviral medication, when I go to the pharmacy, smoking hot pharmacist woman.
And, oh my God.
I know it always. I know.
And did she give you a shot that hurt like hell and then call you 3
different
days?
Different deal, different pharmacy, different city, different time. But this is just all ties together. And so here's the thing. She's smoking hot. I'm waiting in line. I've got my prescription. On the wall, they have like advertisements of pharmaceutical products and, you know, like drugs. Effectively, they're ads for drugs on the wall.
Projects are, yeah.
And one of which is for herpes of some sort, because it's the same thing, right? Effectively, it's like the herpes, but different. Chicken pox, is that right?
It's more like chicken pox. I've heard it compared to chicken pox.
Right. So it's that, and it's
which is not herpes.
So they give you, I think it's called Valtrex. I don't know. Maybe we blurt that out.
Now, Valtrex is for herpes.
Right. But they give it to you,
you need
for
to do
shingles.
An ad.
They give it to you for shingles. So I had to, and I realized this
I've
only because of the
herpes.
Sign on the wall. And she's hot. Not like I figure I have a shot, but at this point, I think that the girl that I'm hanging with is
I'm pretty
to
sure
kill.
If you're getting a Valtrex prescription, you have lost any chance.
Well, I make
of
a point.
Any date.
I point,
it
make
doesn't
a point.
Matter.
I'm lifting it up.
It
I said,
doesn't
this
matter.
Is, this is weird. I said, they tell me I have shingles, but I'm getting this. And she goes, yeah, they give it for shingles too. But I wanted to make sure it was clear to her that it was shingles and not the other, just in
she's
case.
Like, yeah. Because I'm sure it's always, everybody's always like, oh no, totally, it's for shingles.
Well, I wouldn't have known. I knew nothing about shingles. I knew nothing about the herpes. But the bottom line is they were using both. But that was my experience because I just figured I thought I might have had a shot with her too, which is just stupid and ridiculous conversation.
Well, let me can I cut to the chase? You did not get a date with this
No,
woman,
I did not. I absolutely did not.
There you go.
Do you think it had something to do with the shingles?
Probably not the shingles.
Just the prescription for it.
Let's blame it on the herpes.
No, it's not what it is. It's not the herpes.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show and keep keeping it real.